If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Fellow auto detailers, welcome to the show that features interviews with today's most successful auto detailers. This is the Auto Detailing Podcast. Here's your host, Jimbo Balaam.
Hey, what's up, everyone? It's Jimbo with the Auto Detailing Podcast. Today, this is the Daily Detail Tip. And today's tip is to challenge yourself to be creative with the products that you carry around in your arsenal or your kit, because you may come across situations where you have to use products for off-label uses or you know, not intended uses, as the product may state. I'll give you a perfect example for today. I was dealing with a car. I was called out to do more of an interior detail, but I was going to wash the outside for them. And then when I was looking at the outside of the car, I came across, I thought it was road tar. I thought I would have no problem with it. It'd be a simple APC, you know, degreaser setup, maybe a little wipey wipe, let soak, maybe scrub it a little bit with my fingernail, you know, no big deals on the, got kicked up from the wheel. So it was below the kind of rocker panels, I guess. Anyway, I decided to do a cheap versus expensive video on it because I had some Meguiar's bug and tar remover, and then I had some, obviously, APC degreaser with me as well. So I thought this would be a perfect video, a perfect time for a video. So I do this whole video, and neither one of the products worked. The bug and tar remover and the APC, not only did they not work, they didn't even touch it, didn't even budge it. And here was a situation, and if you want to see that video, it'll be up later on my YouTube channel. But here was a situation where I had two products intended to do a purpose and weren't, like, when I say weren't even budging the product, not even remotely touching it to where it's like, all right, if I put a little more elbow grease into it, I'll get it out. It was like, no, this isn't going to work at all. And so I thought to myself, man, what am I going to do when I got this video that I've wasted a bunch of time recording that I ended up saving it, and I'll explain. But I thought, you know, what other products do I have in my arsenal right now that I could potentially try on this? Now, it may be a road and a tar and grime situation like this, or it's happened to me also where, you know, I'm not getting the finish, the desired finish I need on a black car that I'm going to coat. And so I'm, you know, rummaging through potential products in my kit or in my arsenal. But, you know, an option always is to leave the job, go to the auto parts store, or go to a detail supply store, try to pick up another product and bring it back and try it. The problem with that is that you have time in leaving, and whether you have a shop or you're mobile, there's so much time dedicated towards driving to the place that you need to go, picking out the best product, spending the money on the product, driving back, seeing if it works, and then what if it doesn't work, right? And so I thought, okay, I could go do that, but what if that doesn't work? Again, I'm trying to think through and problem solve. So you really need to train yourself to be a problem solver, is what today's daily detail tip is about. And what ended up working very well, and I'm hesitant to say it, but it's what I had and I thought I would just try it. Good old gasoline. Gasolina. And so, yep, a little bit of gasoline on a microfiber towel. When I say ate away at whatever that crap was, that's a little bit of an understatement. It removed it in about 30 seconds. Was it harmful to the clear coat? Maybe. It didn't look like it. Obviously, it was a white car, and it was heavily neglected anyway. So there's that balance of being a professional detailer and being an internet detailer. So anyway, the point is of this daily detail tip is to maybe don't force yourself into situations, but maybe constantly be thinking of potential situations that may come up and to have the proper equipment on hand, or just become a problem solver. It'll get you a lot further in this detailing journey. So Hope you guys enjoyed that one. I will catch you on the next episode of the Daily Detail Tip later this week or next week. But see you then.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, it doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.